Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning.
Hey, everybody. It's Johnny B here.
What up, Johnny B?
Oh, you know, just maxing and relaxing.
Yep.
Everybody's not really. It's work.
Stressing out over the fog this morning. Can't blame them. It is thick, so if you're commuting to work, you might want to give it a little more time this morning. Slow her down. Sweat her back. Live to go fishing this weekend. No doubt. All right, well, welcome back to the show, folks. As you know, we have heavy, dense fog in all the listening area. Just about every port I have on my phone all up and down the Texas coast is covered in fog, even the area lake. So if you are going boating today, hey, consider the safety end of it. Be extremely careful and watch out for the other guy, which is the bad part because you can't see him coming. All right, let's get to our phones now. Let's go to Captain Mike Jeffcoat, Venice, Louisiana, and see what he's up to this morning. Mike, good morning.
Oh, just looking at this fog, Mickey, and just like you're
yes,
saying,
sir.
No radar, no go.
That's it.
Even with radar, don't go. I'm telling you, I'm in the fog capital of the world down in Venice, so.
Yeah, you are.
But this time of year, I mean, that old Mississippi, it'll fog up, and it'll just be on the river, and it'll be no fog on land, just on the river. It's crazy how that works sometimes down there, but, you know, and I think we had a boat accident yesterday, didn't we?
Well, the day before yesterday,
the day before.
Down by the jetties in the shipping lane down there, hit a 600-foot tanker. 81-foot vessel hit it, a fishing vessel.
81-foot vessel? Wow.
Yeah, that's a big boat. That's what they say. That's a big one. I don't know whether it was a shrimp boat or, you know, an offshore snapper boat or something. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, big boat. Wow.
Yeah, four people on it. They found two of them. One passed, and the other had a broken leg, and they're looking for the other two, as far as I know. They may have found them during the night. I don't know.
Well, you would have thought about that big. Surely got radar, but, you know, who knows? You know,
man, how do you hit a 600-foot? I mean, I don't know how the collision, you know, they hadn't released any information on how it occurred.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
You know,
under investigation.
One we had last year, one of our offshore boats, you know, run into a crew boat. And, you know, both of them pointing the fingers at one another, but somebody didn't have radar.
Yeah.
That's all it breaks down to, and I'm pretty sure it was offshore boat. Radar wasn't working, so.
Jeez.
Yeah, but that's how it is. So, but I'm not back. I'm going back next week and get rolling again. January is my time off, so.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go back. This honeydew list is getting too big.
Got to go back to work to rest up.
Absolutely. And I've been talking to everybody down there, and nobody's doing anything for us inshore. I talked to both valets. They're doing nothing but duck hunting right now. So,
how's their duck hunting been this year down there?
It's been hit and miss still.
Has it?
Yeah. When I left, the split had just ended, and it was crazy. It was stupid good when it opened back up. But they put their pressure on them birds, and they all go back to that refuge and makes it a little tough. So,
yeah,
you know, if you got private land hunt on, you're in good shape. But on the public end of it, just too much pressure on it. It's, you know, it's like everything else. Duck hunting, it's just got crazy.
Right.
You know. Opening weekend on the second after the split, there was over 200 duck boats unloaded at Venice Marina.
That's nuts. That's pressure. Nuts.
Now, that's Venice Marina.
Yeah.
They ain't count the
that's just
Marina.
One
they
spot. That's one launch yeah. site. Yeah.
Yeah. And they ain't counting. You know, we got two other launch sites. So.
Boy, how about that in the fog? There could be any boat collisions?
You know, we had it last year. You know, we lost some people because of it. But I'm telling you, people, they just... And, you know, you see all these videos, these mud boats, and how much fun they have in them and all that. That's where you go have fun with them, in the mud, not on the Mississippi River.
No, don't cross that river in a mud boat. Come on, man.
You know, it's just, it's crazy. How many of them I see that's running down river? I mean, they're running down there 20 miles in a mud boat. Oh, that's just, that's taking your life. That's a big danger.
You think?
Yeah. But, no, other than that, I was good, man. Just like I said, I've got a big honey-do list. I'm going back on a crane hunt in the morning, matter of fact.
Are you?
Yeah. Got them relocated. And,
what about this fog?
Well, what about it? Well, you know, I was watching the weather right before you called, and I said we might miss it in the morning. Something about that front. I don't know if that front's supposed to get close enough or whatever, but the one that backed up supposed to come back this way, and I don't know. They was one channel was saying.
Well,
we'll see. I was just watching Bernie and Elizabeth Warren go after it.
Oh, yeah. What a show. They're showing north Saturday. It's going to go north at 20 sometime in the evening.
Right.
They've moved it up a day now. It was originally for Sunday. Now it's gone to, well, at least it'll be nice and cool for the marathon Sunday morning.
Yeah, yeah, Sunday at dark. But, no, what I saw in Mickey was the one that backed up on us here and put all this rain and fog on us.
Yeah,
it's supposed to start slipping back through today, or slipping this way,
the other way.
Yeah,
yeah, there's
but
all the forecast sites I'm looking at. You know, AM fog and showers this morning. They're not showing that tomorrow morning. They're showing a 30% chance of rain, but no fog.
Yeah,
so far.
So something's changing. So anyhow, I hope so. Those cranes don't work real good to fog.
No, goose hunting's good in the fog, but.
Goose hunting's good in the fog, absolutely.
But well, I heard a lot of them last night, you know, and I hadn't heard them in a while over my house. I was outside in all that fog, and boy, I could hear them. They were lost in the fog, moving around.
Yep.
Squawking lost. Like crazy.
That's
snow
crazy.
Crows.
Snow crows.
Flying yeah, carp.
Yep. Absolutely. So, but anyhow. Gonna do a little squirrel hunting before the month's over with. We kind of respect everybody on this deer hunting. Their season officially end Sunday, so we'll be able to take our dog and go squirrel hunting. So
yeah, South Texas horn season ends Sunday evening at sundown, and then you'll have 2 weeks of doe and spike.
Yeah,
down
well,
there.
We're on that right now here.
Right, so y'all are
under muzzleloader,
muzzleloader, and yeah,
right.
Doe and spike.
That,
and I got,
yeah, that ends Sunday, and so that way we can not ruffle no feathers, and we'll take them squirrel dogs and go after them.
I hate it when you're watching those videos on TV. You know, somebody will have a big old giant deer walk out, and they're hunting with a muzzleloader, and. It's kind of like watching fishing. You don't get to see them set the hook. When they pull the trigger, all you see is smoke, and you can't see where the bullet hits a deer, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Smoke clears, and the deer's gone, and go, well, I think I hit him good.
Yep.
Let's go look.
We used to try to shoot some videos of that muzzleloader, and I give up on that because every time, like you said, that's all you had was fog on the screen. So
that's it, just a cloud of smoke. Can't see the deer anymore.
I didn't even take mine out of the case this year. I wasn't mad at them. between what the grandkids killed. So I just didn't even unpack it and go.
Yeah.
I talked to Tex one day this week, and he was same way. He said he wasn't mad at him no more. He said all he was going to do was go burn firewood and cook. So,
there you go.
Well, it's getting a little rough to get around out there now. It got a little wet. We got a couple bad spots not very far from our camps that is getting really tough to get through, and takes fun out of it. I think that one day he had winch three different times, so that takes all the fun out of it when you got to go out there and drag that winch line around a little bit.
Oh man, it does. That's just a nightmare.
So
I'm going to have to buy some waders for my dog. I'm so sick of wiping my dog down and dirty towels and everything on the patio. And, you know, a lab don't know how to just kind of go out there and tiptoe around and do its business and everything. It's got to run everywhere it goes. And
oh, yeah.
It's so wet, and it just squirts up and gets all up their legs and under their belly and chest. I am sick of wiping a dog down every time I let it out.
I know the feeling. So
you can't leave her out. She just, if I'm in the house, she's wanting in there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Dog's got to be under my feet 24 hours a day.
No, we got a, in here at the house, we got a cow problem right now, and I ain't been up to catch him or kill him. And Darlene's little Boston Terrier, she got what she wanted about now. If you don't go with her, she ain't going. She's done figured it out. She smells him. She smelt him or something already, and she will not go outside by herself.
Smart dog.
Smart dog. Well, you know, her original Boston Terrier, that's what happened to her.
What happened to a buddy of mine's little Yorkie? He had little Lucy. He ran over, and he spent $4,000 on that dog trying, you know, saving her life when he backed over in the driveway. And he let her out one morning like he always did, and she didn't come back.
Yep.
And the other one, the little frying pan dog, came back in and wouldn't go back out because she knew that coyote was out there. And, you know, people got to watch their pets nowadays.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah.
We're running out of real estate for them. They're getting crowded by all this development, and they're starting to come to the hood. I saw two right in the middle of Baytown the other night.
Oh,
walking down the street under a street light, two coyotes together.
It's unreal.
Middle of town.
They are thick. So.
All right, Michael. I thought I'd check in with you this morning. Enjoy your time off. Hope your crane hunt's successful in the morning.
Yeah, me too.
See what I can do about that fog, brother.
I hope you can. So, anyhow, but now we're just getting ready to get the year kicked off and get started.
All right. Well, if somebody wants to call you about coming down to Venice and hooking up with you to the Redfish Capital, how do they do it?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing.
All right, buddy. Well, Mike, have a good one. Good luck tomorrow. See you, man.
All right, bud. Talk to you later.
Later. All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat from Venice, Louisiana.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 519 in the Bayou City. All right, let's head down G-Town Way, Galveston, Texas, and talk to our good friend Sharky Marquez. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
What is up?
Man, I love that theme song. Nothing gets me going in the morning.
Still one of the best movies of all time. I've never seen a movie with so many people on the bank in all my life. Nobody wanted to wade fish after that.
Man, it makes me kind of want to wade fish more to catch that sucker.
It made everybody go out and buy a bigger boat, too.
Boy, you ain't kidding. You ain't kidding. What a good movie, man. Well, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. Life is wonderful. How about yourself?
Well, hey, I'm doing great. I get to go fishing after this. So I'm excited.
Well, that's good.
I get to hop on the boat
right now.
You know, a lot of redfish, a lot of pup drum. We're just now starting to see a whole bunch of sheep's head kind of flutter in. So still that drummy season. I did, however, whack a real, real nice trout last week out of nowhere.
I remember you telling me about that when you were shooting.
Oh,
that
I did already.
You went up in the channel somewhere and got in some little nook and cranny somewhere and popped a smoker, man.
A smoker, man. That's right. He was just under 30, and so that was beautiful to see, especially this time of year for me. And but you know what? No, we're still messing around with all those drum. Right now, the key is, if you can get your hands on some fresh blue crab, if that's what you're looking for, is drum and redfish, we're taking the claws and breaking the claws and hooking them through the tendon. And, man, that it's interesting. On my last trip, we were out there, and I was fishing just those, you know, half-body crabs on the bottom and couldn't pick up anything for about an hour, hour and a half. And I started taking their claws and putting it on there with the bodies, and I guess it was just lasting a lot longer. You know, with all that fresh water, there's tons of hardheads and, you know, little bait fish that's in the water. So I guess, you know, the fact that it lasted long enough for those big drum and redfish to find, that was the ticket, was that half-body crab and a claw on the same hook. So, you know, just been messing around with those guys and waiting for the summertime.
Yeah.
Waiting for them fun, you know, those different species to come back in.
Not that far away either.
Yeah, it's really not. It's really not. You know, around spring break, it's always fun to see, my timeline, you know, flashbacks. It's, you know, on Facebook, it says a year ago or 2 years ago, and it's always fun to see what we catch around spring break time and when that warmer water pushes in. You know, the trout come in, and at least for us, we're, you know, deep water trout fishing. So we start to see more trout at the jetties and, you know, Spanish mackerel even, if, you know, if you can catch it that early, and the jacks and all that good stuff. So,
yeah, you know, you're in full summer mode, man, when the jacks and the sharks start coming in.
Oh, yeah. We always try. We'll probably get me and my guides together, and we always try to be the first boat that goes out and catches a shark at the jetties, you know. So we'll wait for that little bit of temperature rise in the water, and we're going to go out there and see if we can find a big old shark to start off our season right. So that's going to happen soon. But I know they're out there. They got to be out there.
Oh, yeah. Do you know anything about that collision? Anything?
I don't know anything about that collision. I know my lady was bugging me to take her fishing that day, and that fog got super bad, super bad. And I was like, see, good thing we didn't go.
Yeah.
I mean, when it's that foggy, it's dangerous. I mean, it's brutal. You can't see 10 foot in front of you from boat. So,
I understand.
I don't know anything about it.
I don't either.
I think there were four people, and two got two got recovered. I don't know if they
found the other. Yeah, two were recovered. One had a broken leg, and the other one passed away. They did CPR and all that, trying to keep him hanging
on. Oh, you're joking.
But,
no.
Yeah, he passed at the hospital or wherever. But I know they were still looking for the other two. But the fog was, you know, putting a damper on their efforts. But I hadn't heard. I've been trying to keep an eye on it. And that's just,
you know,
shame,
I read.
You know?
Yeah. I'll be keeping them and their families in our prayers and be on the lookout for anything. But, you know, I heard that fishing vessel was like 81 or 82 feet.
Yeah, it was 81 footer, man. That's a big boat.
That's a big boat, right? And I'm thinking those tankers aren't moving. You know, they're not moving super fast. I wonder how it happened and if that.
Yeah, that's my, you know, I'm trying to run that through my head how it could have happened, because usually those tankers, if it's that foggy, they're shut down, right? They usually shut
down.
That's
what I'm thinking. Yeah, and even if they're not shut down, they're not moving fast.
They're crawling.
But that 82-foot boat, it's got me thinking that thing was hauling some serious butt. I don't know how in that fog.
I don't either.
Maybe they had the radar going.
Surely it had radar on, but you think,
right.
You know, they would have noticed a 600-foot tanker.
Boy, you ain't
on radar. You know, where the vessels we run, we got high maneuverability with them. You know, and usually you see something like that, you can turn the wheel and dodge it. You know,
yeah, for sure.
Compensate for it, sure. But man, that just freak things happen in the fog.
Yeah, yeah.
Be careful and don't press your luck.
That's no kidding. You know, I tell my guide safety first. You know, I mean, if it's ever too crazy, you know, just you know, no fish is worth losing your life over.
No,
that's
sir.
The first thing, but. You know, the second thing I tell them is if you absolutely have to fish in that fog, you know, I mean, it's just do whatever you can at all costs to not have to cross that fish, that ship, the ship channel.
Right.
You know, stay on the south side and, you know, run that jetty line all the way down, you know, to where, you know, those big ships aren't going to be running, because crossing that ship channel in the fog is one of the scariest things you can do.
Yeah, how about operating a ferry boat, you know, across from Galveston to Bolivar in that fog, you know?
Yeah.
Surely, I guess they're the only ones that are running if it's that socked in and the rest of the channel shut down, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess they keep the ferry going in the fog, huh?
Yeah, I have seen them running back and forth in that fog, even at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Even at nighttime, they don't get to stop. Man, I don't know. But I'll be praying for those people, that's for sure, and their families. Man, that's a crazy sparse deal. Especially, you know, when I read it, I thought they were talking about a 20-foot center console or something going 30, 40 knots.
Well, that's the first thing that came to my mind. You know, was a small fishing vessel that was just going out to the jetties to fish or whatever, you know, 20, 25-foot boat. And
yeah, you're talking 80-foot boat.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a big boat.
And they said it was vessel. I don't know whether it was a shrimp boat or what.
Yeah, yeah, there wasn't a lot of details involved in that.
No, no details.
Well, on a brighter note, I know we're going to get out there and try to catch us some fish today. So, you know, if that fog will stay out of the way, I think we'll have a pretty good, I'm looking outside right now and it is pretty foggy, but I think we'll be able to make it out there and get on some good fish.
Yeah. Well, be safe, man.
I will.
Be
I
very
will.
Safe. I'd like to talk
will,
to you
I
again.
Will.
Yeah. Like to see you again, man.
No kidding, man. I mean, it's, you know, what we do is pretty dangerous out there, but man, I mean, you know, you use your best judgment and you know, don't do anything crazy, right? Pray for the best. But
I understand. Well, you're pretty level-headed for a young man out of most I meet these days, so May the force be with you this morning. Just be careful.
Well,
Sharky.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to get hooked up on Outcast Charters or get them some Monster gear and all that, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Absolutely. So they can check out our website at Outcast Fishing, F-I-S-H-I-N, no G at the end, Charters, charters.com. And, man, click your trip, click your boat, click your date, and you can book everything online, send you a trip confirmation, the whole nine yards. So that's how you get hooked up with us at Outcast Charters. We'd love to get you out there, you and your family, make some memories with you. And we fish year-round, 7 days a week, so come and see us. Other than that, get you some monster fishing apparel, get your kids, your dog, your wife, whatever. We got stuff for everybody in the whole family at Monsta, M-O-N-S-T-A, fishing, F-I-S-H-I-N.com. So get yourself outfitted and be ready for that next saltwater, freshwater fishing adventure. How about that?
All right, Sharky. Sounds good, my friend. Have a good day. All be right. Safe. I'll check in with you Saturday morning, see how things are going.
You as well. Friend. I'm looking forward to it, Mickey, and have a blessed one, my friend.
We're going to do it, brother. See you. All right, take care,
all
Michael.
Right, you,
all right, buddy. All right, that's Sharky Marquez down in Galveston.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I wish you the best today, my friend. I hope you you have a successful day out there.
Oh, I'm already had a successful day. I'm standing up. All the rest of it's just a bonus.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
Those sausage and cheese sticks in the same package, the dried stick with a piece of sharp cheddar cheese with it.
I'll have to try those.
Hey, you can just squeeze it out like a cool pop and just eat. When you take one bite, you get cheese and sausage in the same bite. That was whoever thought of that thought of something really cool.
And waking up at 4 a.m. before the roosters start to crow. If you wanna hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. If you wanna hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:36 right here. Well, 37 in the Bayou City as we move right along. Final segment already. All right, now we're going to go down to G-Town, Tiki Island, Texas, matter of fact, and see what's up with Captain James Plogg. I'll just call him Little Rat. What's up, James?
Yo, Meg, what's up, buddy?
How you been, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm sitting here looking at, I guess, they're trout. They're big ones. I think they're redfish.
Oh, under your lights there, behind your house?
Yeah, not mine, my old neighbor's. They look like reds, though. I can't tell. The water ain't all that clear.
Chunk them something.
Nah, I ain't going to bother them. They're just out there chilling.
Hey, we're going to mess around. The water's going to get so warm, it's not going to be clear anymore.
Man, it was, what was it when I come in yesterday? 65-something, 65-some change.
It's showing 65.7 at Eagle Point this morning, and Morgan's Point is 66.
Yeah, I think it started out, it was, man, I think 63. And then right. I think it finally, you know, because it wasn't a lot of sun. It was foggy. Oh, it was a good fishing day. It was foggy, a little south wind. Not too bad. Never got bad at all. We actually, I ain't even been fishing, and I had some guys that fish from all the time want to go when it was birthday. And, man, we actually caught them. I mean, I got, good. Like, real lucky. And we caught, man, 25 trout, 2 reds, and 2 flounder.
Good.
So it was good fishing. There's a bunch of them in there now, and I see about 10 or 12. They just all come back up on top. But, oh, Mickey, I just started running traps, and we hit him in one little spot. Actually, I was fixing to go about 4.5 foot, 5 foot. I said, man, these fish are shallow. Let's go. Somebody threw out there, and they caught one. I said, we'll make one more cast. And I think I hit it right when that tide was, it was kind of standing high. Yeah. Right before this started swinging out, and we made one pass in there, and it was as fast as you could catch them. And, you know, nothing big, just fish. But all of them was keepers.
Yeah.
And we caught whatever we caught, 12 or 14 going through there. And I said, man, let's slide back around there. And we slid
make
back around
there.
Another
pass,
caught,
heck yeah, man. Swing I think back caught, around.
I think we caught 2. I mean, we were already through, but I just want to check it. And I think we caught 2. And then I just started beating up on stuff. And you'd catch one and catch one. That current was smoking at that time. Mm-hmm. We went somewhere and we caught another flounder, caught a red. And we're going in. I said, man, let me stop by here and check it one more time. Same deal. We pulled in there, and I was talking to Canino on the phone. And, man, they went off. Boom, 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 boom. I said, man, let's go through there one more time. I just want to see. Went through there again. I think we had a bite. So I don't know what the deal is. Maybe you run through there and get them going and run them off or something. But they were kind of spread out. We're in a big area. It wasn't like they were tight.
Right.
And it's a place I ain't caught them. I just stopped. I said, man, that's just, there ain't nothing to see. It ain't nothing. You just stop. You can see some old mullets flipping, but it ain't nothing. There ain't no streaks. There ain't no nothing. I just stopped with the fishing.
That's hard to believe. This time of year, man, we used to live and die on them streaks out there.
The water's all the same. Now, when the current gets running real hard, you can see, but it's just streaks from the current. It ain't don't look like
it's
no bait or no
fish. Streaks
from
fish and bait fish.
No, because it's all out there where there ain't nothing, you know.
Yeah.
You stop and check it if you want, maybe catch some sand trout or something. But I was kind of impressed with the fishing. I'm like, man, it's pretty good. It was a beautiful day. Then the fog finally went away. It was just kind of cloudy, but it was a good fishing day. I was pleasantly surprised.
You know, that wind up my way has been staying up high, you know, over the bay, the way that, you know how once you get up my way, up north, the wind is blowing, but it's up high. It's off the water, and it's calm on the bay, but, you know, up high, 100 feet up in the air, it's blowing.
Remember when Carly had the old windmill? We sit there and watch the windmill start spinning, but the bay was dead slick.
That thing would be spinning off its axis, and the bay would be dead slick.
It would be. I just talked to Cameron just a minute ago. The Triple Crown starts today. So you punch that up, get all that live scoring up there.
Triple Crown. Here we go. Has it already been a year?
Yeah, dude. Well, it's a week early this year, but, yeah, it's been a year.
Yeah, it's been a year. Man, time's flying.
You know, Austin and Greg come by and seen us at the boat there. And I talked to Austin and Greg both. You know, they got a new 72 Merit, nice boat.
Yeah, that's bad to the bone. 72. And they, what a rig.
They caught some fish. And then the ladies' tournament was Wednesday. So we left on Monday. Everybody moved the boats back to Las Vegas, and the ladies' tournament was Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And Austin and Greg and them, they won that, the ladies' tournament.
Did they? Well, cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Couldn't have a nicer bunch of guys.
He's got, old Baytown boys, man. He got him a nice sled. So, anyway, that starts today, so you can start live scoring at 8 o'clock. Cameron's fishing on a boat called the Game Plan.
Game Plan.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to write that down because I'll forget it bigger than Dallas, I can tell you that.
They didn't do nothing yesterday. They saw one fish.
Yeah.
The fishing's slow. If you get lucky and land on some marlins, you can catch a couple of marlins, you got a real good shot to win. But the fishing overall is slow. The fishing is good to the south, but it's outside of the boundary, and that's a 50-mile fence.
Yeah.
So they can't fish down there where we were fishing, because at a tournament we fished in, it's a 50-mile fence, but you're way south. So the Farrino Bank and all that comes into play. So we had a good time. We had a good tournament. We didn't see many fish on Sunday. I think we caught whatever we caught. We finished middle of the pack.
Did you?
Yeah.
That turned out to be a big tournament. 70 boats, you said?
Biggest ever in Central America, period. Amen. End of story.
That's
biggest.
A monster.
Hey, I got to send you the video. I videoed that shotgun start. I can't believe I haven't sent it to you yet. I got to send it to you.
He ain't sent me nothing. I hadn't talked to you since last Saturday.
Hey, bro, let me tell you something. if that didn't get your blood boiling, if that don't get you going, then you're dead. You need to just go
do
something
else. You know, it's hard to believe how quick and how fast these big old boats get up on plane now and run, throwing out monster wakes. That's awesome. Shotguns.
I'm going to send it to you. Cameron has one of the fastest boats in the marina. We're on the pins at 44 knots in a 72-foot Viking called the Rum Runner. He's got twin MTU 2600s in there.
That's cool.
He went by us. It's a 49-knot boat. Not miles an hour, 49-knot boat.
That is crazy.
Oh, it's unbelievable, dude. He's burning about 200 gallons an hour.
200 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you're running a rig like that, that's nothing.
No. The only thing you're worried about is making sure you can get some more.
That's when you had a bad week fishing, when you burn 200 gallons trout fishing in 1 week. They're burning that an hour.
In an hour, for sure. Especially when fishing's bad, you'll burn that fuel. But I'm going to go look at something. I got that little old tournament Saturday. I may fish it. May not. I don't know. I'm going to go check something. If I got some fish, I may fish.
You heard about Jimmy Lloyd and Eric Simmons and the Culpepper twins winning that freeze out in Port O'Connor last weekend, didn't you?
I saw it on there. Yeah, but, I mean, them boys right there, I mean, how much money they won fishing them trout tournaments like that?
Yep.
I mean, I for sure wasn't surprised.
No.
At all.
A lot of us weren't, but still.
You get Jimmy Lloyd involved with anything like that, he's a stud, buddy. There ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah, and you throw those other three in there with him, and it's pretty unfair.
Yeah. Hey, we could get us a dream team together. We'd all be on, like, wheelchairs and walkers and stuff trying to get up there and waller through that old mud.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'd have to get me some. I don't know. I'd have to get me some kind of sled to ride in that mud up there shallow like that.
Ain't that the truth? Is there boundaries in that tournament, or you can fish anywhere?
I don't think there were. You could go north or south. It didn't matter.
Gotcha. See,
all you got to have is a $130,000 boat with all your LED lights and your flat biller speakers and all that.
Well, hell, they had a boat.
Let's turn on some jam and take off.
They had the boat builder with them.
Yeah, they had the man with them.
The invention of the flat bill.
That's it.
Is Eric. Oh, man. But, see, I like them boundaries, though, Mickey. It's just like this tournament, like the Triple Crown. That's one of the biggest tournaments on the planet. It's a 50-mile fence, man. You go outside of it, you're out. I don't care if you're killing 87 blue marlins a day. You can't fish outside that fence. It's just more fair. That's what I think.
Well, it levels the playing field. You know, if you're going to fish Galveston, we're fishing the boundaries. You're not able to run over at Sabine or Matagorda. You got to fish here.
You know, and I think it makes everybody a better fisherman. Just like when you had your tournaments, we learned how to fish when we were fishing. You know, and it taught us a lot. And I just think that's the way. If it's a tournament with no boundary, I'm not your guy. I ain't your guy anyway in no tournaments. I just ain't got nothing to do. if I'm going to fish one, I want some boundaries. And we're all, you know, because I don't go 80. I don't care enough fuel, and I go like 5 miles an hour. So I'm out on all that.
Somebody just texted me. I don't know who it is. He's got my phone number, but he said they had boundaries this year. So.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's good then. That's cool. I like that. Hey, and I think that boat that hit that deal was a shrimp boat. Matter of fact, I know it was.
It was a shrimp boat?
Yeah, it was a shrimp boat.
Well.
That bothers me in the fog sometimes. It's, man, you got to pay. And just what you said, it's nowadays you more so got to watch the other guy. You always did, but now you really have to.
You really have to because you don't know. You're not worried about yourself. You know where you're at and where you're going and all that. But, you know, just one joker doing the wrong thing, going against the grain or just popping out of nowhere, flying like that in the fog, it can give you a bad day.
Hey, I tell you a bad mistake. I know you got to go in a minute. I tell you a bad mistake I made. This is recent time, like about, well, between Christmas and New Year's. I was fishing some stuff, and we left in the dark, and it was just like this. It was dark and foggy, and I had this bright idea. I said, man, I think I'm gonna go down the ditch. There may be a couple of barges laid up, but it won't be bad.
Yeah.
Bro, I ended up 10-knotting it, 8-knotting it all the way to where I was going. There were so many barges laid up. It ain't like it's daytime. It's night and foggy. I left it like 10 minutes to 6, and that was sketchy. That was a bad decision on my part. I should have ran out in the bay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man. So I just, hey, man, pour me a cup of coffee and put her on about 7 knots and say, we'll get there when we get there.
Remember in the old days when Dow's Reef was hot, boy, and we'd be catching all them trout in the wintertime there and it'd be foggy. There'd be 20, 30 boats on that reef drifting around in that fog. And we'd all be drifting. You'd hear that one joker coming. He's coming. He's got the ears pinned back on it.
Oh,
you'd hear
yeah.
everybody whistling and yelling and blowing air horns and everything else to get him to shut down.
Yeah, so, hell, probably trying to get to the light company up there where they yeah. were always.
Oh, yeah, and he'd shut down and just idle through all the boats and get back up on a step and head north, heading to the
everybody was hollering at him.
Cussing him out and said, man, this guy just ran through a minefield and didn't even know it. He got cussed by everybody out here.
Ain't that the truth. Boy, I remember having the lineup on there, me and you. And we were always killing them on Dallas. It was always foggy, man. It was always foggy. Then we try to time it to get down there to Beasley's. They quit on Dallas, trying to creep down there in the fog.
Those were the days.
Oh, I'm telling you, man.
Those fish, those areas were loaded with fish, too, back then in the winter. Man, I mean, just stacked.
It was stupid. Absolutely stupid. Get you some air lures and let's go get them.
That's it. Man, I found some of them old Charlie Paradosky dreamsicles the other day. I was messing around in my tackle room. I was looking for some jig heads, and I knew I had a big bag of them. And I'm digging around looking for them, and I run across a Ziploc bag, and it had four of those mirror lures and matter of fact, one of them was I'd bought so far back in the day, the price tag on it was $3.19 on a mirror.
Man,
52
that's back in the day. Hey, that's back in the day. We would go to SGI downtown and buy all that stuff. Remember?
Yeah, remember we'd buy them in those cardboard boxes. They'd come in a dozen to a box.
Man, I was a kid. I was all excited. Hey, we'd all load up and go down there. That was big time back then, man. 801s. I still got one sickle. I don't have but one.
Yeah. Well, if you need one, I got an extra one for you. If they start hitting them.
Wahoo.
Well, James.
I'll swap you some Wahoo for it.
All right. We'll swap out. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come down and fish with you, James.
All right, buddy. 409-771-7306.
All right, my friend. All right, James,
all right,
be careful out there.
I'll talk to you this afternoon, bud.
Okay, bud, take care.
All right,
that's Captain James Plogg, and that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.